Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome and good evening, patriots. This is Radio Free Redoubt, the Sunday night podcast, and this is episode 23-19, 23-19er. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is a very interesting week and a hectic week. As you all know, there are 10th, 11th annual T-Rex scenario-based training exercises coming up in a week. So it's down to crunch time. I've spent most of the day in conference calls and correspondence, putting final touches and all that kind of stuff. So what we're going to do is I'm going to do two podcasts this week. This first one is a very special podcast. It is an interview that Lady Liberty did with Butterfly, who works with Border War AZ, Arizona, but the veterans on patrol who are actually interdicting children that have been abandoned or that are being pipelined across the border. And so we will talk about that tonight. And that will consist of this evening's podcast for the live stream. And then I will continue working on the final stretch to T-Rex 2023. And I will upload that as a separate podcast available to you in the morning that will help a lot of you that are participating in this nationwide grid down exercise, answer a lot of your questions, and just kind of get you oriented toward, well, this last final stretch as we get closer to the exercise next week. So, good evening, Lady Liberty.
Well, good evening, everyone. And yes, this is a very, very important interview. This update from Veterans on Patrol with Butterfly, who is, you know, these veterans on patrol, they're basically like retired people.
Yeah.
Right. And they're down there on their own budget. They're down there because God called them to go and they went.
That's right.
And not because they had a lot of money, not because they had all these resources.
Right.
And like their channel on Telegram says, you can follow General Flynn, who suddenly needs millions of more dollars to suddenly go after the wolves devouring the children, or you can join our General Jesus Christ and fill your baskets with righteous fruits and join Veterans on Patrol.
Whoa. That's pretty darn cool.
Yep. And because they don't wait for millions of dollars to show up before they do something.
Right.
They went down there with no money and God has provided.
And you don't have to be a veteran to volunteer, to help, to donate, to
That's
support.
Right.
These are, you know, veterans who started this, and many of them are veterans, but they've got just patriots joining them that are putting eyes on the border, reporting, you know, these border crossings to Border Patrol, and saving children that are just caught up in this meat grinder. You know, they're innocent, they're vulnerable, they're being exploited, and
they're being killed. They're being killed.
They're being raped, killed, and worse.
Yes.
Yes, there's worse things than being killed. And sadly, it's so bad for a lot of these kids. Being killed is like sweet release.
Yep.
From what they're having to endure at the hands of these animals.
Yep.
And our government is allowing it. Our government is facilitating
it.
They're funding it through the UN. They give these guys money and cards and cell phones.
And they're telling the Border Patrol to assist and or look the other way.
Yeah.
But the important part here is that after seeing the Sound of Freedom, the whole nation is in an uproar. Like, what can
That's
we
right.
do? We don't even have any idea what on earth can we do. This right here is a huge way you can help, because these people are actually shutting down the cartel rape dens. They know where these rape dens are located,
right.
And whereas Border Patrol, they know about them. The FBI knows about them. but nobody does anything.
Right.
Yet these guys, veterans on patrol, they just shut one down. They shut one down, and they know for a fact because they hang out in front of there, and right. they point all this attention to it. They put up signs saying this needs to be shut down, and they can't operate like that. Yeah. You know, these rape dens in the United States.
Yeah.
They cannot rape kids and get away with it. If somebody's standing outside on the street directing traffic to look at, hey, this is what's going on at this place.
Right.
And they said everybody that passes by, they're getting nothing but support, every single person that goes by.
That's pretty cool. Because
they want it stopped too, and yet law enforcement will do nothing.
Yeah, and they don't have a website per se, so if you try to go and do an internet search, what you're going to find is the godless communist Southern Poverty Law Center hit pieces on them and all the lies, all the slander and all that stuff. And by the way, I've been directly attacked by the Southern Poverty Law Center and others. That, I'll tell you what, you know you're doing the right thing when godless America-hating communists attack you.
That's right.
And so these guys are doing the right thing. You can follow them on social media and contact them, and Lady Liberty will be giving you all that information after the interview. Even though it's mentioned in the interview, we'll recap with that.
That's right.
So, Lady Liberty, you want to introduce this or anything else to add?
Okay, so this is the interview, and you know, we just pray that everyone that's listening know that this is very, very heavy. However, it's also like Jim Caviezel says, it's very, very positive because this is an opportunity that we have to help these little kids.
Right.
We get to help them. And, you know, so when we stand before the Lord and he says, this was going on while you were there, what did you do about it? And we're not going to, not a single one of us listening to this podcast is going to say, well, I didn't do anything, or, well, I didn't know, so I didn't do anything.
Right.
Not a single one of us. Every single one of us is going to say, well, I have this talent. I have this blessing that I've been blessed with, that I can bless others. And so we're just saying, wherever your strengths are, you're blessed with that for
That's
a reason.
Right.
And so use those blessings to help the most defenseless and the most horrific scenario on the planet.
That's right.
So I started off with just asking her, well, could you just give us, you know, a general description of what Veterans on Patrol is facing on a daily basis? And so go ahead and listen now to this interview. We have with us today Butterfly from Veterans on Patrol, who is down at the Arizona border that is in utter catastrophe right now. And it's been a while since we've been able to interview her to get updates, but we're fortunate to have her here with us right now. And first of all, I just commend you. Oh, gosh, what you're doing is so phenomenal. I mean, because the border needed Americans to go down there and try to block the border. And you went and you've been there for a long time now. I mean, how many years have you been down there?
A little over 2 years.
Right. And so, and what you have seen has just been nothing short of a horror story. And so, I'm sure most of our listeners, we still have them. They're still with us daily. And so they're definitely interested in an update. So if you could give us basically what the landscape is looking like for you on a day-to-day basis down there.
Okay, thank you. So starting off down there, we would work alongside a Border Patrol. The children would come through, we'd minister to them. Border Patrol would then show up and the children would be processed through, dropped through Child Protective Services, and then disappear into our system, because they're not, when these kids come through with a piece of paper that the cartel's given them, there's no check past that. They are sent to that person. That's usually an illegal. They're not vetted, not anything. So they're basically handed off to the trafficker.
Wow.
But the thing was, we were able to freely be available for these kids, pick up trash. We were working with Border Patrol And it was going fantastic. The whole situation sucks. We still, when we knew there was child trafficking going on, even in the moment, couldn't help these kids. From our standpoint, it was called kidnapping. It's still government-funded, cartel-run child trafficking. But what we have now is a Border Patrol that's completely run by politicians, and the Border Patrol is being... They are threatening every time you go down there. I get told, Butterfly, we're going to confiscate your car. We're going to confiscate your gun. We're going to put your dog in the pound. We're going to put you in jail. You can't be here. You can't pick up trash. You can't help the children. And this while we're watching a cartel coyote running drugs into our state.
Wow.
Our United States. So it's not getting easier, but God's moving. Now, the first time when I went back last fall, and now we're in this change where Border Patrol is just chasing me down and threatening me, and it was awful. I says, "What are you guys doing? We've been working together. Why, you know, these kids disappear. If somebody is not here at this line to meet these children and trade information, the 87,000 the government's even admitted to is nothing. These kids disappear." And through our organization, with Border Patrol helping us even on the other side, we were able to get kids to safety, whether we were pulling them off the traffic line or making sure that this government child services, which is a traffic company in itself, wasn't ripping these kids out of the arms of their families that do live here. Because regardless, they're coming through. So in Jesus' name, if they're going to a real mom and a real dad, even though they're still cartel owned, these families, everybody owes the cartel, the families together, and we can work it out from there. We can supply and help out and get them to safety, even as a family. So this is the way the people, God moves it. But now, so I've got a couple of guys who went down this weekend. God bless them. And Border Patrol, when we're down there, all of a sudden they're on the hole. They're not that the politicians, those lining their pockets, using our tax dollars to keep this child traffic line going, this human traffic line going, does not want anybody to step in and get in the way of that. This is the flesh. This is big money.
Oh my gosh.
A child that comes through and is you know, they can be used and used and used again, and then when they're broke down and used up, they can be sold into adrenochrome or organ harvesting.
They're worth
a lot of money. These kids are worth millions. So,
I
was just going to say, and I'll just... regardless, when I go down there, even if Border Patrol is all over the holes, even if I'm getting fought tooth and nail and it's 100 degrees and everybody's miserable, but God's working it out. So God still would make sure that there were those highlighted few I was able to get with. There wasn't information exchange. There was ministry still happening. So the more people we have down there showing up and having a regular, you know, us being regularly down there, because whenever I leave, then there's nobody there. Most people would rather show up when they know I'm there.
Wow. So just as kind of a generalized question, you're referencing the 87,000 kids that the government is admitting to having lost. And I was thinking, I'm positive it's got to be way higher than that, with over, they're saying close to 11 million illegals that have flooded in the past 2 years. And all of those people are not adults. So if there's 11 million people that have flooded across that border, what would you say, just from seeing it with your own eyes, what is the percentage of kids?
Where I'm at is almost all kids.
Oh,
teenagers coming through by themselves, little children coming through by themselves. We've had adults come through with them and act like a mother, but they were actually a trafficker. And we've had actual parents and children come through. But lots and lots and lots of children, especially around designated satanic ritual abuse holidays and things like that, they're bought and paid for.
Oh my God.
A, America is number one in child trafficking, and Mexico is our number one provider. There's your border wall. And on top of that, as we're sitting and not getting involved and keeping our heads in the sand, our government has pretty much handed the cartel 100 miles from the border up. You can't protect your property. They're coming through and kidnapping. And remember, this trafficking goes both ways. I've had kids that weren't Spanish, you know, little white kids, blue-eyed, blonde-haired babies. A lot of them are Spanish, and they really play the game down there of, oh, these are just migrants coming through. But I have met and documented and followed through with many of these, and can 100% tell you in truth, nobody comes through that wall without being owned by the cartel, owing at least $5,000, and that's per person. So wow, it's horrendous. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And so you're saying that, we've seen it too. We've seen it in the news that people that live along the border, they can't even defend their property. And if somebody comes in to burglarize their place, they're looked at as the perpetrator. The property owner is looked at as the perpetrator. And so could you tell everybody how many of you veterans on patrol are down there? If you could kind of describe how many of you are there and what you need and what people can do to help you guys.
Okay. So right now I had two guys go down. So since I've been gone, I've maybe had 3-4 people down there. And right now, it is the hottest part. It's 115, 120 degrees. It's the desert. It's hot. They're coming through hot. Some of them are dying. I had one volunteer down there, a little 11-month-old. He gave her a little tangerine, and she was holding it to her cheek. Well, they had her drugged up. She was dehydrated. She was she died at Border Patrol. As soon as Border Patrol picked her up and they got her into Border Patrol, she was too far gone from the horrendousness that she had been through up to that point.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a horror show. But he was able to get a smile. He was able to love her, and she did pass quickly. We need people there. There needs to be a ministry. This is
no kidding,
and it's not enough. I've got very few people right now involved. And then real quickly, we are our supply camp that I was using is on a cartel highway on purpose, because the man who was running the operation from Alpha Camp was right next to Robles Elementary. He's keeping the kids safe. He's keeping the neighborhood safe. There was a single mom with a 10-year-old son. We got her to safety, got cameras on her property, and he's grabbing up their supplies, getting their phones, staying one step ahead. And he had left the camp, and the cartel burned it completely down.
Wow.
When I was down there the last time, I was able to leave some hundreds of dollars worth of gift cards. I was able to leave supplies, Bibles, toys for the kids, children's Bibles, granola bars, cases of water. I knew I just did a Cages. It's called Cages. It's a documentary on ScrewBig.gov. That just came out, really awesome documentary. You can find it on Rumble. And I knew this movie was coming out, and so I started getting my name out there and my number out there, because I thought people are going to see Sound of Freedom and they're going to want to get activated. So I'm out there and they can call my number, I can get them started some way, somehow, in trafficking, or be a number they can call to try to help them out in their situation.
Absolutely. And this was what we did with you last time, that we were interviewing you to get a general kind of scope of what's going on down there, because you guys need so much help. It's not even funny. This is America's border, and it's completely overrun by the cartels at this point. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And especially
our politicians and the cartel.
Yes.
We actually had some people from Idaho. The Altar Church has been helping out, and a certain senator had come down and gotten involved. And I was actually very impressed with them. I said, usually when I say politician, I spit in the dirt. I said he showed up and got involved. And And they wanted to sit down with the Arizona government and fill the holes in the wall or do something. And I says, you're not going to do that because they're already bought, paid for, and owned by child sex traffickers. So any of this, it's not even a Biden issue. The states can fill the holes in the wall. The governor can fill the holes in the wall. The cities along the wall. There's more power there. The thing is, they're all bought and paid for. The judges are bought and paid for it. It's owned. I says, so I won't even speak with them. I won't even show up at their capital and have a conversation and explain to them what's going on. I said, because it's just, they're just going to use that for information, or they're going to use it to build their agenda, but they're not going to stop this. This is a big money maker. This is the elites playing with people's lives. And this is children being used. We're at a war and our children are standing right in the middle of it.
Yeah, that's right. The children are the front line, aren't they? And so yeah. All of the people that are now becoming wise to what is going on with the child trafficking and the fact that it is wholly being facilitated through the wide open border, and we want to get you guys some help. And those people that have seen this movie, they want to be able to help now that they're aware of what's going on. And the fact that you know, the movie wasn't even able to address the current border crisis since it was made 5 years ago. And so now that they've seen it, they've had a little bit of a taste of the horror that we're looking at, that we as Christians are, you know, we're going to have to answer for this one day as we stand before God, and we have to do something about it. This is the number one issue in the whole world right now. Nothing exists that is more horrific than what is happening with this child trafficking going on at this border. And the fact that you guys, you veterans on patrol, you guys have been down there for years and you know exactly what to expect and what's going on and how to fix it. And you guys are the ones that we need to pump up and support. And so if you could give people your contact information, and, you know, a list of how they can help, because some people can't go, but they could contribute in a huge way financially. And that's probably going to be a huge majority of the people. But I mean, if you could describe to people how they can help and how they can contact you.
Right on. Thank you. Yes, since the camp burned up, I now have a friend down in the Arizona area who works with Veterans on Patrol. And we have a new mailing address that is a safer place. And that's through info.vop@protonmail.com and info.veteransonpatrolvop@protonmail.com. You're going to get the address and you're going to get the needs. The biggest thing we have is we got people running up and down the border. They're trying to stay cooled off in their cars and their AC while they're, when kids are coming through, and maybe at night it's super cold, it's whatever. The gas cards matter. It's a little bit of a drive to get down there, and and even if you're staying down there, you're going up and down the wall, burning up gas a lot. So, able to do that, and then the Bibles. There's children's Bibles, and then we're going to be able to show you. If anybody has Telegram, I highly suggest having that app. I have my own personal chat. It's called At the Border. And what you can do is text me. You can call me too, but to keep my phone from ringing off the hook, I could say this. Text me who you are and what you can do. Are you a prayer warrior? Are you a donor? Do you want to be boots on the ground? Are you a translator? Can you knock on doors and check on these kids if we end up with an address that's close to you? Or just let me know who you are, where you live, and we'll work on it from there. Just so we have a basic idea, because child trafficking, of course, is everywhere. This is a major area down here. Anybody who can be boots on the ground. It's beautiful down there, but it's the desert. There's no facilities. Just like I said, the desert's your bathroom. It's kind of hard.
That's right.
So we want our volunteers to be able to do what they need to do. And that's going to include, since we lost everything, maybe I might need to be getting some cots and some tents and some equipment for people. We want to make sure these kids have a Bible. We put labels in those that have our information so they can reach out to us And then we have clipboards and paperwork we give to them, and we try to get their information so we can follow up with them. People who can translate, Spanish being the number one language that's coming through work, and this is the 10 miles I'm at, but that this 10 miles is very specific to me because this is a high traffic area.
Wow.
It's hard down there. It sucks down there. But when God calls you, when he calls you to move and you show up, he does the work. He makes the miracles happen.
That's right.
Children, children are coming through and they need to be ministered to. And it is hard. It's hard to see, and it's hard to know that that little face you just looked at might be right on their way straight to organ harvesting. You don't know where they're heading.
Oh, my gosh.
You just minister, and you let God work out the moment. But at least somebody's there doing something. When I'm down there, even if I'm by myself and I got 25 come through and another 25 coming through, or no matter the situation, I'm not standing there by myself. I'm there because donors helped me get there. I'm there with the ministry supplies that donors helped me to get. I'm there with the prayers of our warriors that are on their knees praying for these children. We are all standing together. We're the full body, though I may be the physical one, you know. And so for each of us, whatever the calling is, that's what we do. That's
right.
Our ministry. We look to our Father, and he says, go right, go left, stand here, stand there. And then he does what he does. And we may not have all the answers till we see him in heaven and see those treasures of what he worked through us because we showed up. So,
right.
And the info.vop@protonmail.com, that's going to give you our supply list. I keep the lady who runs that updated. It's going to give you our new mailing address. And if we can get those supplies up and going, and anybody who wants to push my media to get more people involved and coming down to the border, we need people at the border. I can have you met by volunteers. I'm up here right now. I've got some ministries and some emergency family situations I'm handling. But
okay,
the template's laid.
So
it's handled down there. We just need the people and the stuff.
Butterfly, where exactly are you?
Well, I'm in Spokane right now.
Oh no, I mean while you're down at the border, where exactly are you roughly, like, say, compared to Phoenix and Tucson area?
All right. Yeah, I'm about 2 hours south. Tucson's about an hour drive, maybe hour and a half drive. So Sasebo, Arizona. There's a little bit of what you might call a town. It's a bunch of stash houses and one little store. That's going to be the closest.
And you said
Buenos Aires.
You said Sasebo, is that right?
Sasebo, S-A-S-A-B-E.
A-B-E.
It's in Pima County, Arizona.
Sasebo.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you're roughly an hour south of Tucson.
Yeah, I'm an hour out from Tucson.
Okay, that gives people a general idea.
Hour and a half.
Like if they wanted to actually just load up their RV and head down there and help, you know, which is probably what you need the most, what the little kids need the most, you know. But otherwise, let me repeat your contact info here again. It's info.vop@protonmail.com. And you can also get on to Butterfly's chat on Telegram. Just download the free Telegram app. And her address on Telegram is @TheBorder. And I don't know if you wanted to leave your phone number for people to text you.
No. Actually, I do. And I don't mind giving out my number ever. Anybody can text me and say, can you just give me your contact information? I'll send them my links to whatever.
Okay.
The one thing I like about Telegram is you can download anything, all the documentations, all the uploads, anything I've done, and you can share it in your own way or do what you need to do to get the word out there. But my phone number, at 509-263-4612. If you have seen the movie and you want to get involved, call me, text me, 509-263-4612. We'll get you going. We'll work it out. We'll find out. Every area is needed.
That's
kids
right.
are being trafficked everywhere. So
wow.
we'll be able to get you hooked up. And I highly suggest going down to the border. And plus, if you're keeping me in the loop, I can make sure there's people down there that you're supplied and that somebody's going to be showing up, and so you're not there by yourself, because it can be hard when it, you know, I'm going to say it like this, because I don't know if you know what's going on downtown. They'll hardly let you go down there and feed the homeless anymore. The cops are policing the streets, and if you're trying to feed the homeless on the streets, they call it private property and say if you come back down under the bridge, you know, over there on 4th and is it McKinley?
Oh, you mean in Spokane?
Yes. If you go under there and you try to feed the homeless, they're going to sit there and say, no, this is private property now, you can't do it. Okay, that is a lie. That is not private property. You can go down there and feed the homeless.
Wow.
But they're going to threaten you. And these cops are doing the exact same thing. They're being used by politicians, the exact same thing that Border Patrol is doing down at the border. At least the border where I'm at, they're really fierce there, because that is a traffic line, and they don't want people ministering to these kids. They don't want churches down there.
Yeah,
but
they want to just be
limited.
Able to...
I smile and wave and do my job.
And they just want to be able to have free reign of being total predators to those little kids, and how dare you do something to try to save them, right?
Exactly. But God's on the throne. So
right.
I can be down there picking up trash or ministering to children, and I can have Border Patrol show up, and they're going to go through their little threats. But they'll also stand back and let me finish what I'm doing.
Wow.
Because they know. And I've had Border Patrol say, you know, Butterfly, we don't know anybody who cares like you do. I mean, they're like, thank you. When I left the border the last time, when I stopped at border checkpoint, I prayed over them.
Yep.
Those guys are stuck in the middle, and we do have undercover. We do have people that are involved, that are helping and that care. But we're in a bad situation. So you show up there because God sent you, and he does the work. But we definitely need people down there. I'm trying to get people down there regularly. When I'm down there for weeks, Border Patrol and I, we get used to each other.
Right. Just,
you know, they know who I am. I know, and I'm respectful of them. I'm not jerks. I smile and do God's work. I know what I'm there for. I'll tell you. Last time I went down, I was chased down by helicopters 4 times. I came into camp to 2 volunteers, and I had a helicopter chasing me down and Border Patrol chasing me down.
Wow.
And I came up into camp and I said, I brought company.
Oh my gosh. Why would they be chasing you with a helicopter, first of all, and not the cartels?
Come on. Thank you. They know who I am. I've been driving the same Honda Accord for the last year and a half, because the first time I went down there, I ended up hitching rides. But after that, I was able to get a vehicle, and it's the same vehicle. By the time I left, there was an understanding. And if Border Patrol was sitting there at the line and trying to prevent me from helping the kids, I would just sit there and I'd watch. And the children would come through and they'd do their thing and haul them off. And the children would come through and they'd haul them off. And then more children would come through and they'd be all busy. Okay, guess what? Butterfly's pulling in now. And I got my color books and my crayons and my treats. And we're going to hang out and we're going to pray together. And hey, Jesus, Tayama, and they're going to get ministered to and loved on, and I'll call Border Patrol and we'll wait. You know, that day I was down there by myself. If you go on my YouTube, you're going to see all this too. And I was picking up trash. It was about 7, which was weird. And I remember saying,
Butterfly, real quick. What is your YouTube channel?
It's Loves Butterflies, LUVZ. And I picked it. So while I'm pulling that up real quick, I picked up the trash and was heading back to camp. And who's that in the middle of the road? I'm like, who is that? And I come up and it's a little 8-year-old boy from El Salvador that the cartel had kicked through and abandoned by himself. And he was lost. And God made it perfect timing. God always does that. I'll end up on a side road or coming here or coming there. And God's got a divine appointment with the baby or a mom fleeing with her children or several children together.
Wow.
And God's worked it out. And then I'll be able to not just minister to them, but sometimes I'm able to follow them all the way to where they're going and keep an eye and make sure they've arrived safely or that they're brought to safety. And
right.
It's amazing. Okay. So It's at LUVZBUTTERFLYZ. Loves butterflies with Z's.
Okay. All right. And, okay. So,
and I'll send that to you too, so that if you need to reiterate or see it better and share it.
Okay. Yeah. Because,
yes,
and that's YouTube, right?
Yes, that's my YouTube, and then the Telegram. And just like I said, if you call my number or if you text my number, I can directly send you the links via text too. So.
Okay, excellent. Okay, well, we probably better wrap it up. But Butterfly, I just have to say, you are my hero. You are doing exactly what every Christian is called to do in life, and especially where people are the most defenseless, the most helpless, and they're just being treated like garbage, and they're just in a lion's den. They're these defenseless little children in lion's den having to deal with these predator traffickers. And so I can't even commend you enough. My gosh, you've got crowns waiting for you in heaven, lady. If there's anything else that you'd like to say before we close it out, go right ahead.
The biggest thing is, yes, that there's child trafficking at our borders. If you want to do something about child trafficking, they walk right up to you. Our God is mighty. And if he has called you, if you feel led, let him work it out. Go stand firm. Let's stop child trafficking in America. We can do this. We got God on our side. We can do this.
I totally agree with you. And God bless you. That's just all I have to say is God bless you for being there and for being the eyes and the feet on the ground on God's behalf. And so, well, everyone, just dig in deep, contact her, and find out the most you can do to help her in this situation, because helping her is helping the children, and this is the number one issue in the world right now. I don't care what Russia's doing. I don't care what Ukraine's doing. I could care less what China's doing, for crying out loud. If we don't fix this child rape and child butchering, we deserve everything horrible that's coming toward us. And so please dig in and let's all get together and get this stupid garbage stopped at the border. Thank you so much, Butterfly, for taking the time to share with us what is actually the boots on the ground view, and especially in such a high traffic area with all these little children. And so just God bless you, and thank you again.
Thank you for having me on. Thank you for helping get the word out.
Oh, that's some amazing information, and what a lady. I was surprised. I was disappointed. Maybe I shouldn't be surprised, but just because they had such a positive working relationship with the Border Patrol, like last year when we were interviewing her, and now it's more confrontational, borderline hostile toward people that are down there helping children. They don't want them down there. And
that's right.
The higher ups that's pushing that policy that's trickling down, you know, sadly, you know, onto the border. And of course, there's a lot of patriots in the Border Patrol, and they signed up because they want to help protect our border, you know, serve their country, and their hands are being tied. But too many of them, I think, are almost like too willing to help enforce this communist regime's policies.
That's right. And just like we're seeing with Holly, that was grilling Mayorkas,
yeah,
saying, what is this that you guys, the Department of Homeland Security, has provided an app for illegal immigrants to make appointments to go to these locations where they can just be more or less escorted and helped across the border to avoid Border Patrol.
Yeah. Or you know, just go up to the Border Patrol and hold up your cell phone. I have an appointment.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. It's staggering.
This is what a communist coup does to a nation.
Yep.
It eats it alive.
That's
from
right.
The inside out. Well, what we have here is, I was especially astonished to hear Butterfly describe how our government is funding it. They're funding it. They're supporting it. They're making money off of it. This is the worst case scenario, everyone. It's
bad.
It's very, It's the worst. It's worse than a horror movie, in fact. And it's happening on our soil. So
on our watch.
On our watch. So this is why we are called to do something to put a stop to it. Not to just aid it or curb it a little bit, but to stop it. So if you would like to in any way donate your time, donate your money, donate whatever your blessings are, you can donate that to the VOP by contacting them by email, first of all. And you would, their email address is info.vop@protonmail.com. And one more time, it's info.vop@protonmail.com. They need gas cards, they need children's Bibles, especially children's Bibles written in Spanish.
Yep.
Anything that they can hand to these little kids, because even though, like she said, they are not allowed to touch them because it's still considered kidnapping.
Right. They can't go and take a kid, put them in their car, and like
save
take them to go buy them a hamburger. Oh, that's kidnapping.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Can you believe the outrage of that? That right there, I told her after the interview, I said, oh, God, help me if I was ever in that situation.
Yeah.
I don't know how you have such self-control, because I would have lost it long ago. And those, it would not have been pretty. Anyway, you can call Butterfly, and she said she wants her phone number out there, but for texts only, so that she can respond as she has time.
Right.
But to please do text her so that you guys can be in contact and she can give you updates and you guys can discuss all the details. And so her phone number is 509-263-4612. And one more time, that is 509-263-4612. And she also has her own Telegram channel, and it's called At The Border. Or you can go to VOP's main Telegram channel, which is Border Wars Arizona. And that's spelled Border Wars with a Z, and then Arizona. It's all one word. So yeah, they're primarily about an hour south of Tucson in Sasabe. You know, if anybody that's listening to this is in that general area, wants to jump in their RV, go down and volunteer some time.
Yeah.
Back them up, give them backup support.
Help make them sandwiches.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, help out.
Do something.
Bring some bottled water down, bring some supplies.
Sleeping bags. They had a cartel burn down their camp, so now they don't even have tents or sleeping bags or cots. Hmm. They need all of that as well. And so, these they're helping. They're doing fantastic work, and they can do more with your help.
That's right. Well, thank you for that, and good job getting a hold of her and getting her interviewed too. We'll be doing a lot more.
We can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Okay, guys. Well, you have a blessed week out there, and I will go ahead and sign off for now. And I'll be working on the next podcast, which will be released here soon, late tonight or first thing in the morning. We'll get that posted. With the final stretch to T-Rex 2023. Some helpful hints and tips, and to just give you a little more information about how you might be able to participate and get more out of it. And otherwise, you guys be safe. God bless. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. Good night.